Tyra, feast. Take a bite out of Dr. Jeff's wisdom so you can pay it forward.
Come and get it, everybody. Cairo Feast is online and we are ready to serve. So here we go. We are going to touch on, our plate is pretty full here today, but it's going to be relatively short. We've got on our plate how to be more consistent, because as we know, successful people do consistently what other people do occasionally. But the problem is, we all want to be more consistent. We all want to be better, more regular. We don't want to fail. We don't want to get stuck. We want to be consistent in everything we do. And you know, when we talk about consistency, this is everything in your life. This is absolutely everything. This means in your marriage. This means in your health. This means in your job, your business, with your employees, your staff, your team, everything, your own personal health and hygiene. It is all of it. So, if you want to become more consistent, you actually have to do something different. So we're going to talk about three things here. Let's get into it. Three things that can help you become more consistent. Number one, start with the why. Now, don't confuse this with the book written by Simon Sinek, Start With Why. Start with the why. What do I mean by that? Well, your why needs to be compelling. So let's just say somebody wanted to be more consistent at stopping smoking. All right. Well, why? Why do you want to stop smoking? Well, my clothes stink. It kind of stinks up my house and stinks up my car. I just, you know, I'm kind of annoyed by that. So I think that's why I want to stop smoking. Really? Is that the most compelling reason to stop smoking? No, I think maybe the most compelling reason to stop smoking is because if you don't, you'll die. Okay? I mean, you're not going to be around for your kids to get married or your kids to have kids, so you've got grandkids, and for you to be an impact and have an impact on your grandkids' lives and your great-grandkids. If you want to have an influence on the next generation, you better be around for it. Maybe that's a compelling why for you to be around. Okay? That's a reason to stop smoking. So start with the why and make sure your why is compelling. So why is that? Because the strength of your why is what moves you from desiring something and wanting something to being devoted to something. Okay, let me repeat that. The strength of your why moves you from just desire to devotion. Okay, and you want to be devoted to this why, devoted to why you want to be more consistent. Okay, so let's just say that you want to have a better marriage. That sounds great. I mean, everybody wants to have a better marriage, right? So what is your why? Is your why because if you have a better marriage, then there's just a little bit more peace in the home? Or is your why that the stronger your marriage is, the more passionate you are about loving your spouse, and the better model you are for your kids to see that will impact another generation coming behind you? That's a stronger why. In your practice, you may say, man, I love relieving people's pain. I love it when people can get out of pain. Well, is it maybe a little bit more impactful, a little bit more compelling to say that you love changing people's lives by getting them out of pain so that they can accomplish the things that God meant them for them to accomplish in their life? That's a compelling why. Or, well, I'm in business. I run a business because I want to be profitable. You know, I want to have profit at the end of the day. Well, okay, that's a why. Is it a compelling why? No. I believe that being profitable, allowing God to bless you with financial wealth, is compelling if what you do with that wealth is you can change, you can change your community. You can donate. You can give your money to some causes that will really change lives. Or you can invest in things that will add services and benefits to people's lives. That's a reason to be profitable. How about that? That's a little bit more compelling. Okay, so find out what your why is, but you have to keep asking why after every reason you give to get to the real why, the compelling why. Okay, number two here is plan to fail. Plan to fail. The problem is, so much of us, we have kind of an all or nothing mindset. And, you know, I have fallen prey to this. I screw this up all the time because I feel like if I can't be consistent and get to the gym and work out five times a week, that I'm failing, you know, that I might as well not even start. If I can't do it well and do it 100%, then I probably shouldn't even do it. And that mindset is what keeps us from even attempting something. Because truly, honestly, if you are successful at being consistent 4 days a week at the gym, or even 3 days a week at the gym, you're going to get a tremendous benefit from that. Even if you didn't achieve 5 days a week, if you get three, man, that's a heck of a lot better than zero, okay? You know, and this is an important thing for the chiropractors that are listening to this. You know, I talk to people about their schedules, and I'm just really honest with them, and I want them to get the best results and the best form of care possible. And so I make my recommendations pretty strong. I typically see people three times a week minimum for the first 2 months, and then twice a week minimum for the next 2 months when they are, you know, starting care and getting a problem corrected. So, but I also know that if somebody just looks at that and they just get this look on their face, like, I can't get here three times a week, and therefore I'm just not going to start care. That's the mentality we're talking about here. When people have this all or nothing mindset, if they can't do the best way to do it, the most recommended way, then they'll just not do it at all, and that can't be the case. And so I talk very bluntly with people that, look, you can still get results if you come here twice a week instead of three times a week to begin with. You can even get results at once a week, but the results are going to be a lot slower. They're not going to be as drastic. You're not going to get the best and fastest and more efficient means of getting healthy if you only get to the gym twice a week versus five times a week, or if you get to the chiropractor once a week instead of three times a week. Okay, so, and people get it. This is not rocket science, you guys, but you need to allow them, give them the ability to make that decision to not do your exact plan, because I'd rather have them start and do something than to just look at what's unattainable and not do anything and not be healthy at all. Okay, so keep it simple. Okay, in our clinic, we try to keep things very, very simple so people can get in, get checked in, get adjusted, and get out the door. I mean, we really want a situation, we call it a door time, a door slam time, where from the moment they walk in the door and the door slams behind them to the time that they walk out the door and the door slams behind them, that is 15 minutes, no more than 15 minutes. That's really our goal, is that including everything that they do, you know, minus if they're doing a workout with our physical therapy team or something like that, which is longer, or a massage. If they're just coming in for an adjustment, we really shoot to have them in and out the door in 15 minutes. So you got to keep it simple. Keep it so that it's not complicated, because a complicated process is one that people just see and they just go, I can't do it. It's too complicated. Keep it short. Keep it sweet. Keep it simple. Allow people to miss. So if you miss a day, don't miss two. That's kind of the rule. okay? If you miss a day in a month, if you're supposed to come in 10 times in a month and you miss one of those and you only get 9, okay, fine. Just don't miss 2, okay? So keep that in your mind. If you miss a day, don't miss 2. Allow yourself for a mess up, okay? If something happens and you only get 2 visits in during a week instead of 3, you know, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. You know, so allow for a mess up to occur. It's a part of the process. It's a part of the process to miss a day. I mean, if you were sick, and it's just better and healthier for you to be at home and rest, that's not failure, okay? Because you didn't go to the gym on that day. Just allow yourself a break, you know, to recover. It's okay. It's a part of the process to miss a day and to mess up once in a while. Make it a part of your plan to actually fail once in a while. You just can't make it consistent, okay? Consistent failure. All right. The illusion of perfection is what keeps people from starting, okay? So when we say you need 12 visits a month for 2 months and then 8 visits a month for 2 months, the illusion of having to be perfect and meet all of those, that's what keeps people from starting, okay? Now, kind of an example of this, my kids were in Taekwondo, okay? So they did many, many years of consistent training in Taekwondo, and there's all kinds of different belts. So if you start by earning your white belt, and then it moves up. I don't remember the order exactly, but it's like yellow belt, then green belt, and then orange belt, and blue belt, red belt, green belt. You know, eventually you're black belt, and there's numerous degrees of black belts, right? I remember the master teaching this to the kids, and he asked, which belt? And he had all the belts there, you know, like 12 different belts. Which belt do you think is the toughest one to achieve, to earn? And of course, everybody looks at like the 5th degree black belt and says, well, that's got to be the hardest one to earn that one. And he said, no, the hardest belt to earn is this one. And he holds up the white belt. And he said, the reason that this is the hardest one to earn is because this is the belt. This is the belt that people won't earn if they don't start. If you don't get started, you'll never earn the first one. And 99% of America will never earn a white belt in Taekwondo. This is the toughest one. And once you can get consistent, you can earn this, the rest of them. A black belt, he also said this, a black belt is a white belt that became consistent. A black belt is a white belt that became consistent. A black belt is a white belt that didn't give up. Okay? Number 3 here is to fall in love with the process. So the 3 things to become more consistent, start with the why, make your why compelling. Number 2 is plan to fail. Okay? Be okay with failing a little bit. It's okay. And number 3 is to fall in love with the process. Don't just focus on the goal. Okay? It's all fine and good to get to that 5th degree black belt. But if you're not enjoying the process of achieving the goal by earning the different belts and being excited when you make those achievements, celebrate, reward yourself for the small achievements. Okay, I see this in chiropractic all the time. I see young doctors that want to have $1 million practice, or they want to have multiple clinics. They want to have like 5 or 6 clinics. They get so focused on that end result. Number one, it's overwhelming, because if you're just starting in practice and you're so focused on a practice that, you know, brings in $1 million, you're going to be so disappointed with yourself when you only bring in, you know, 20,000 in a month. Okay, so give yourself a break, set some goals, and then celebrate when you reach them. Set the small ones that get you to achieving the large ones, because you can't go from 0 to 100 without, you know, skipping the 99 other steps between 0 and 100. So fall in love with the process, enjoy the process, you know, make some fun things achievable and fun throughout the process in there. Okay. Another one is paying off debt. You know, I know that chiropractors, for example, typically come out of grad school with $250,000 in debt. That's a monster, right? $250,000 before you even start. This is just from grad school. You know, if you have $100,000 in debt from undergrad, now you're $350,000. If you happen to marry somebody that, you know, you met in chiropractic school, you guys are over $500,000 in debt before you even get started. It's daunting, okay? So when you want to pay off debt, what do? You set up a system so that you can be consistent in taking bites out of it. You know, I think we can all find $40 or $50 a week to put towards something, because I guarantee if you went to a concert and they had a really cool concert t-shirt, you're probably buying it for $35, right? And you're probably buying a couple of beers while you're at the concert too. So there's $50, and you don't even bat an eye. It's not like you like have this big discussion within yourself. You just see what you want, and you get it. You buy it, right? Because this is a cool experience. So we've got the money. You just got to decide, look, I'm going to do this every single week. I'm going to put $50 in an envelope right here every single week. And that money at the end of the month is going to go toward this debt. And then month after month after month, those extra payments destroy those debts. It's being consistent with it in the small steps. Okay? So, you know, when you're looking at working out more frequently, when you're looking at eating more healthy so your body just feels better, enjoy each workout. Enjoy the feeling of accomplishing a workout and being done. I always, always, always feel better when I leave the gym, and it's always hard to get there. I don't know why that is with me. It's because I have so many other things that I need to do and want to do, but I know I have to get to the gym and work out too, because if I'm not healthy, I can't serve people as well. So I know I got to get to the gym, and I want to enjoy it when I'm there and enjoy the feeling when I'm done and enjoy the feeling of knowing that I ate a better, healthier meal as well. All right, so these are three steps to become more consistent. Start with the why, make your why compelling. Plan to fail, be okay with yourself. If you miss a day, just don't miss two. Number three is to fall in love with the process. It is a process. Enjoy the small pieces that you can accomplish along the way. And when you do that, you will accomplish the big goal. But don't just focus on the big goal. All right. Successful people do consistently with what other people do occasionally. Be one of those who does things consistently. Have consistency in how you treat people. Have consistency in how you lead people. Have the right attitude consistently when you need to hold people accountable. When you need to maybe admonish somebody and teach them. Okay, do it consistently. The more consistent we can be, the more successful we can be. And the people that fall down on being consistent are the ones that won't be successful. Okay, so share this with some other people. If you need to share this with your spouse, do that, because there's things around your house that you guys would like to do better, and it's going to take both of you to really be consistent and accomplish what you need to accomplish. Share this with some other people. Please rate us. Go to wherever you get your podcasts and give us a rating so that this kind of information can get to more people. Stay hungry, my friends. Keep piling food on your plate here with some good things. I'm glad you're with us. And as always, pay it forward.